A month later, by André Piet. April 21, 2012. The Dutch broadcast of the radio program Heilige Huisjes, Sacred Cows, of a month ago has yielded quite a few responses. Also much commotion, so much so that the editors felt compelled, a few days later, to expressly declare that the invitation of a guest does not imply agreement with his views or vision. I myself have received a lot of emails and messages. The great majority were very heartwarming. What I found particularly beautiful is that some people, by means of this broadcast, for the first time heard the good news message of God's all-conquering love. In this weblog I will share an impression of some specific reactions in response to this broadcast. The responses via Facebook, I will leave out of consideration, here. Thank you ever so much for your website. I listened to Great News Radio and heard you in the Heilige Huisjes program. Since then, I have listened to many of your speeches posted on your site. From the time I was still rather young, I have struggled with health. The past few years, I have not read the Bible, simply because I could no do it anymore. After every text about hell and damnation, I had to close the Bible and clap it shut. I love God most dearly, but the idea that He created the world and knew in advance that ever so many would get lost forever. That was something I could not cope with, at all. I must say that my vision of God and the Bible received quite a shake-up. I live in circles in which virtually everyone adheres to the doctrine of eternal punishment. I hardly dare to talk about it. In that context, I am very pleased with Uwe Neel's booklet. Well, again, be exorbitantly thanked. We have immensely enjoyed the broadcast of Great News Radio, where you were the guest speaker. What a great platform you received from the Lord. With tears of joy in our eyes, we now listen and read your presentations and messages on goberic.nl. God has opened our eyes. It is even too much. When we open the Word, we now see all these new revelations. It really is wonderful. The Lord must make it even possible for us to bear the happiness, otherwise it's too much. So much rest, so much peace. Finally, your relaxed composure and presentation on the program Heilige Huisjes made me very happy. All your answers were complete and clear. In two parts, after dinner, I have introduced this interview to my family. And even my children. Found the reaction of Mr. Van Rie rather strange. I myself was quite disappointed, as well. It makes the church so childlike, not able to come up with any good arguments. I also found it impressive that you did not attack him, as he attacked you. It was ugly what he said about you, but good thing you kept it clean. It was rather unpleasant what he said about you, but it was good that you kept it very positive. Due to the ecclesiastical tradition, people have become vulnerable and such a reaction as that of Mr. Van Rie is perhaps rooted in negative fear. It is also my hope that pastors and theologians, who actually believe what you say, will come to the fore, more and more. I do understand that they might lose their jobs, if they side with you openly, because there are many people who will respond the same as Van Rie reacted. But it would be a pity, if they for that reason would not want to be a pastor, because then they would reach nobody anymore. With great interest do I read your articles about God who will reconcile all to Himself. That Mr. Van Rie refers to the Church Fathers, like Augustine, seems to me a very weak point, if he wants to be known as basing his beliefs on sola scriptura. Congratulations on your broadcast on Great News Radio. What a pity for Henk Van Rie, that he did not get it. He must have a very difficult time. But also that will work out for good. Briefly, I want to congratulate you on your fantastic Great News Radio broadcast. It is wonderful to make known the good news message. But what a loss for Van Rie. It was even pathetic, that he could only refer to what the Church Fathers have said and believed, as if that is what is important. But the living Word, he noticeably ignored. Keep it up. I've just listened to the radio broadcast of Great News Radio. I'm very happy and grateful to the Lord and to you, that you could/were allowed to articulate the evangel so clearly. It's remarkable that your opponent could present nothing much in opposition. What I really disliked was, that while you let the Bible speak, almost exclusively, he did not want to reply to you, scripturally. Again, we see, considering his appeal to the church, the history of the church, including theology, that belief in an institute/organization, instead of in a living organism/the body of Christ, leads to blindness. I very much enjoyed the broadcast, yesterday. You were able to say a lot. The interviewer gave you all the time you needed. We are very grateful to our Heavenly Father that the marvelous message of grace, salvation and reconciliation was so freely and openly proclaimed on Great News Radio. We thank you, but, above all, God, who made this possible and gave you the right words at the right time. Concerning the reaction of your opponent, it was predictable, but in fact, it was a failure of complacent Christianity that considers the traditions more important than Scripture. I fear that many listeners will have agreed with your opponent, but God does His work and will achieve His goal, also with this program. Thank you/you very much. Just a quick email to let you know how happy I am we are that the evangel was heard on the radio. What a great God we have! The good news message makes us very happy and thankful. With much pleasure have I listened to the Great News Radio program, but what a shame that your opponent made you out to be a heretic in his useless comments. We've listened with pleasure, today, and it looked like a boxing match. You've managed very well, but unfortunately I cannot say the same for your opponent. God bless you, your family and your message. Listened with pleasure to your radio program. Pity that your opponent did not want to be a meaningful opponent. We pray that God may open eyes and hearts for His great love. The director of the rescue of the people could not gainsay your scripturally based assertions. Line of symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright Andre Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.